News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A group of retired pro football players has presented the NFL with a lawsuit claiming the league caused them long-term damages by irresponsibly issuing strong pain medications. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The suit says players were given painkillers without prescriptions or warning of side effects to get them back on the field quickly. In some cases, they weren't even told how badly they were injured. The suit seeks unspecified damages for more than 500 former players. Gary Roberts is a sports law professor at Indiana University and says the league may insist that this be handled out of court.
They have a player union, and they have a collective bargaining agreement that says if they have any grievances against the league, they have to take them to arbitration.
And he says the NFL may say it didn't know what individual team doctors and trainers were doing. When asked for comment, a league spokesman said earlier that they hadn't yet seen the lawsuit. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Wisconsin has recorded its first case of the West Nile virus this year, and it's in a dead cow found in Dodge County. State health officials say it's a sign that infected mosquitoes are in the area, and folks are urged to take precautions to make sure they're not the first human victims of the year. People, birds, and horses can all get West Nile from mosquito bites. The skeeters get the virus by feeding on infected birds. Last year, 16 confirmed human cases of West Nile in Wisconsin. That's a small number compared to 2012. Back in 2012, many more, including 4 deaths. A 19-year-old Hudson High School student scheduled to go on trial July 21st for allegedly threatening school staff members who sought restraining orders against him and his mother. Evan Grayler charged in St. Croix County with 4 misdemeanors, making phone and computer threats, harassment, and disorderly conduct. The Graylers have contended that Evan was bullied and harassed after he blew the whistle on alleged misconduct by members of the Hudson High boys swim team. 6 new religious schools in eastern Wisconsin will be added to the state's private school voucher program this coming fall. The State Department of Public Instruction said today the schools are in Appleton, Bonduelle, Neenah-Menasha, Sheboygan, and Fond du Lac. The DPI also said that over 3,400 youngsters applied to receive tax-funded vouchers to be in the private school choice program. That's almost 3.5 times the enrollment cap for this fall of 1,000 youngsters outside of Milwaukee and Racine, the only places where the choice program was established before last fall. 4 Foundry employees still hospitalized after getting hurt when a machine failed in Saukville. Police said 3 other victims were sent home after their hospital treatments. So far, no immediate word on the condition of the 4 people still hospitalized. 2 were taken to a burn center. The other 2 went by ambulance to the hospital. That incident happened late Monday afternoon at the Johnson Brass and Machine Factory in Saukville. Authorities said they were on a platform that collapsed, and molten brass was sprayed from a failed piece of equipment. That triggered a small fire that was put out by foundry employees. Well, you heard it here on WSAU, but the news wasn't good. The Brewers losing to Atlanta for the second time, this time a 5-0 shutout. Those teams back at it again tomorrow. You'll catch the action here on WSAU. The Storm Track 9 forecast with meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Partly cloudy and down to 52 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy, breezy, and a bit cooler. Look for a high of 69. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, turning clear, low 44. And then Thursday, partly to mostly sunny and nice, a high of 69. Sunshine, mild 73 to kick off a great-looking weekend. So get ready for a real nice holiday weather weekend. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.